Finally, he got down to business and told them all about the new town and how easy it would be to move. He didn't tell them they would be flown to it, for he knew he would have sacrificed credibility. No one asked questions when they were invited. Johnny had a foreboding. He took a triangle of broken glass from his pouch and showed them that you could see through it. He told them that in the new town, a lot of the windows had this in them, and it let light in and kept the cold out. He passed the glass around. A little boy cut himself on it slightly, and the glass was quickly handed back. He told them this valley was making them ill, that it had a poison in it that made it difficult to have children. With a pleading look on his face, he let old Jimson put it to a vote. All those in favor of moving, count. All those in favor of staying here, count. 3 in favor, 15 against. They wouldn't count the children. Johnny would not let it go. He rose.
Please tell me,
he demanded of them,
why you take this decision?
An elderly man, Torrance Marshall, rose, looked around to see whether it was all right, and then spoke.
This is our home. We are safe here. We thank you for the gifts. We are glad you are home.
He sat down. Brown Limper looked smug. The people wandered off quietly to their suppers. Johnny sat down. He held his head in his hands, defeated. He felt the parson's hand on his shoulder.
"'Tis seldom that a man is a king in his own country."
"'It's not that. It's just that..."
He couldn't finish. Over and over in his head went the words.
"'My poor people. Oh, my poor people."
Later that night, he went up to the knoll where the cemetery had been. He searched through the snow until he found the cross of his father's grave. It had fallen over. He put it back in place and scratched the name on it. For a long, cold time, he stood, looking down at the slight mound. His father had seen no sense in moving the village. Were all his people going to die here? The bitter winter wind moaned down from High Peak.